AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. No change yet in a key interest rate, but the Federal Reserve says there may be a hike this year. Policymakers want more economic gains and higher inflation first. Experts think it may happen in September. Meantime, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 135 points. University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tensing has been indicted on a murder charge. Earlier this month, Tensing shot a driver during a traffic stop.
He wasn't dealing with someone who was wanted for murder, okay? He was dealing with someone who didn't have a front license plate.
Prosecutor Joe Dieter says Tensing purposely killed Samuel DeBose and should never have been a police officer. The top officer at the Pentagon says the nuclear deal with Iran will keep it from getting a weapon, but there are other issues to worry about. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey says stopping Iran from getting an atomic weapon will remove one source of friction, but not the only one.
Ballistic missile technology to weapons trafficking, to the use of surrogates and proxies, to naval mines and undersea activity, and last but not least, to malicious activity in cyberspace.
Dempsey joined four cabinet secretaries before a Senate panel as the administration urges Congress to approve the deal, which John McCain says frees up billions of dollars for Iran.
With which to go on a shopping spree in the international arms market.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Steve Lehman says the search off Florida for two missing teen fishermen is active and open.
Every Coast Guard member has a family, and you know, having one of those family members go missing, it's a huge motivating factor for us.
Crews have been searching for Perry Cohen and Austin Stefanos for 6 days. Prosecutors in Santa Cruz, California, have charged a 15-year-old boy as an adult in the death and kidnapping of an 8-year-old girl. This is AP Radio News. The United Nations Security Council got another report of no progress toward ending the civil war in Syria.
It's too soon for another peace conference on Syria, the UN Secretary General's chief envoy to the now 4-year-old civil war told the Security Council.
Many have urged us also not to convene a Geneva III conference yet because we are not yet there.
Stefan de Mistura says progress won't be made until Syrians can find a way to establish a kind of transitional government. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the council the Syrian conflict has now claimed 250,000 lives and is a shameful symbol of the world's inability to unite to stop the bloodshed. Warren Levinson, New York.
A judge in Zimbabwe has granted bail to a professional hunter arrested for helping American Walter Palmer illegally kill a protected lion. Today, Microsoft is launching Windows 10, an attempt to give personal computer sales a boost. New features include a streamlined web browser called Edge. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.